Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
There we go. NERD, she wants to move. And speaking of moving, there's a new show which is all about that. It's all about girls and sport and why a huge percentage of girls leave sport at a certain age when they get to preteen and teenage. You throw like a girl, you hit like a girl, you run like a girl. Why do teenage girls give up sport? Why do teenage girls feel excluded from sport? Why are girls bullied sometimes by other girls? If they play sport, why can't you wear makeup when you play sport? So this new series is actually called Keep It Up. It looks at this, and over the next 3 weeks, we will be joined by three amazing girls who are in the show. And I'm delighted. Sitting in front of me is Sophie Gilhooly. She's here to tell all. How are you, Sophie? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's lovely to have you in the studio. The show kicks off tonight?
Yeah, at 5 o'clock.
How do you feel about being on the telly?
A little bit nervous, but I suppose it's just exciting.
Yeah,
to see
it's exciting.
Reaction.
It's a great concept. So tell people, we had Emer O'Neill, friend of the show. She's part of the show. She was telling us about it last week. But from your point of view, what's it all about?
So 9 girls, we were together for 2 weeks over the summer in like a camp style thing.
And so your mum got rid of you for 9 weeks?
She got rid of me, packed my suitcase and went. And so Emer was like our coach, like our mentor, but she was like a friend. She's so nice. And we got to try a bunch of different sports. We did like amazing things, abseiling, loads of cool experiences. And it's just basically about girls who don't consider themselves sporty or want to give up sport. And why girls aren't encouraged as much to keep it up and keep like the sport up.
Yeah. So before this camp, did you consider yourself to be one of those non-sporty girls?
So the camp, one of the things that it did for me was made me realise how sporty I was.
Ooh.
So I've done Irish dancing since I was 4 competitively.
Wow.
So I always considered myself not sporty because I didn't do rugby, I didn't do football, I wasn't out playing GAA matches, but I was at dancing class for 2 hours, 4 times a week. So really I was sporty.
But you didn't consider yourself.
I didn't think I was sporty because I didn't like the rough side. I didn't like the balls and being outside.
Getting
and
hit.
Raining, all that stuff. So I suppose I got to try those things and realised it's not that bad when you give it a try.
If you're training for Irish dancing, you know, 4 times a week, couple of hours. I mean, you're an athlete. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hours and the time and the stamina and the energy it takes to do that. But it's just interesting that you didn't consider that
sporty. I never considered myself sporty because I didn't see it as the stereotypical
sporty. Sport. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you what class are you in?
3rd year.
You're in 3rd year. And do you go to a mixed school?
No.
So you go to an all-girls school. So what's available in schools for girls like you in the majority of schools, sports-wise and activity-wise?
Hockey.
Right.
That's it.
Do you know I didn't know what hockey was until I moved to the South Side?
I'm not too sure what hockey is either. I think I'm the only one of my friends that doesn't do hockey.
There's sticks involved.
It just seems like a rite of passage.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. So you never did the hockey thing, but it seemed... So the choice is limited, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so you never got into the hockey. So you focus on the Irish dancing. Do you think you were missing out? You know, because the thing about when you do these outdoor activities, like you started in the camp, you start doing abseiling, all these amazing things. It's great for the mental health, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it definitely is to like switch off from the outside world and just like I always felt that's how my dancing made me feel, was just like switching off and focusing on that. And I suppose everyone has like their escape and their sport that will help to do that.
You had on the show great mentors. You had Stephanie Roach, Nora Stapleton, to name a few. Who had the biggest impact on you?
I honestly think Emer was like obviously our coach throughout the whole camp, and she became like a friend. And I know that like we have her as like a lifetime support. Like if I ever needed like encouragement, I know she'd be there like at the drop of a hat.
So you tried all these different sports, and was there anything that you fell in love with?
Not there wasn't one thing that I like loved, but I definitely just, it changed my perspective so much of sport and what sport is. And that even like what I would have considered someone who isn't sporty, like some of the people we met, like they all had their tan done and their makeup on, but they were still like professional athletes. And I suppose I'd never thought before that someone like that could be sporty. Someone like me could be sporty.
Do you think there's like a stereotype of certain
Definitely.
People? Okay. Why do girls your age quit and stop and not pursue any kind of sport at a 13, 14, 15
I think
age?
We're just not really given as much encouragement. And it just, again, we're like almost given like, okay, you can like be a normal teenage girl or you have to give it up and put it all into your sport.
It's like an all or nothing attitude.
Yeah, completely.
So after you've done this show, your whole perspective has changed. Would you be more willing to try new things outdoors and because of it?
Definitely. I never would have thought, even like going in before I went into camp and knew, but I knew I was doing it, I still thought like, here, if I'm given a basketball, like what am I going to do with this? Like it's not my thing at all. But I gave everything a go, like rugby, football, GAA, like everything. It was just amazing to try it all.
And you could still have, you know, you could still look good.
Have my lashes and my tan.
You still have your lashes and your tan and still play sport. Do a lot of people say to you that you can't have that in the sporting world? You can't wear a tan, you can't wear makeup, you have to. Well, I suppose uniforms is a big one for girls. I know I stopped playing a certain sport because I didn't, the uniforms, you know, and then a certain time of the month comes around or whatever and you're like, I don't want to be in that, you know what I mean? And do you think we need to make girls feel more comfortable in that
Definitely.
World.
Definitely. So that's one of the things we talk about on the show is like figuring out what to wear to be like the most comfortable you can be playing sport for like a girl, especially my age. So like we met people who make clothes for young girls in sports and it just became like such a safe place where you can say anything and we just kind of also like answer the questions that people at home watching could also
Yeah, because the stats are huge. I mean, the percentage of girls that leave sports when they get to a teenage year is frightening because, I mean, there's also a perception that they're going into exams and junior cert and leaving cert and that there's no time to do sport. But Emer was saying it's so important for your mental health and the serotonin and all that and get the endorphins going. You'll actually perform better if you keep up your other activities. Would you agree?
Definitely.
Listen, I can't wait to see the show. It's called Keep It Up. It kicks off Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 o'clock on RTÉ 2 and RTÉ Player and then airing Tuesdays and Thursdays for 3 consecutive weeks. Who should watch this show?
Everybody. Especially
well done.
Young girls.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just to give them a change of perception.
Yeah, because
perception,
we're all so different. So I think every young girl watching it will relate to one of us.
Did you make good pals or were you apprehensive?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. That's nice. Well, listen, you're an absolute star. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about the show. And we can't wait to see it.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.